Welcome, my dear, to the end of the world. It's so good to have you here. It has been quite a while since I've seen someone. And you are a sight for sore eyes, you know that? Oh, you may not know me, and I'm sure those questions are just itching to be answered. But do you think it's that simple? I know all about you. Welcome to the end of the world. The end of everything you thought could never really end. No, I wish it were that simple. I can't spoil the details. Not only would that be against the rules, which there are quite a few, the rule book, as you can see, is quite thick. It would also be like reading a book backwards. It would make no sense. And even if I told you every grisly little detail, I'm sure you would regret hearing it. We all wish to know how it all ends, right? Well, let's just say you might know it a little more than most. Time, it marches on even when there's nothing left but cinders and dust. But that's all so boring, don't you think? Clearly someone thought so, because you ended up here. It's not anything as detailed as you might want it to be, as special as you might want as well. But you're not alone in that. That is more than most people can say at the very end of everything. Welcome to the final dance before the curtain call. The end before perhaps another beginning. I suppose your imagination is as good a guide as I am. What do you think happens after the end? A good guess. But alas, I can't tell you. All I can do is keep you company. See, even as the fires rage, they haven't even burned out yet. On the last glimpse of humanity, the end of civilization as we know it. And yet here we are, watching from our palace of glass. Do you know why? Not just because the great deserts turned to glass in an instant. Or maybe they did. We'll get to know each other as time doesn't work as you might wish here. You see, as you are now outside of it, this is a contradiction. Every word that I'm speaking may just be your final moments drawn out. That moment when all of it ends, but you can't accept it. The flare of a bomb, perhaps the last cough before your lungs gave out. Morbid, I know. You'll get that a lot from me. Oh, I promise I'm not trying to be. There's so much to you, isn't there? You didn't live the life you wanted, did you? Well, lucky for you, your life isn't quite over yet, is it? Not just watching the end, but you're here. Perhaps a chosen one. Perhaps like those anime or fantasy novels you've written. Maybe the ones you've read. What do you think is happening right now? Is it just psychosis, or is it fate? I do so hate that word, don't you? It's kind of like nails on a chalkboard, at least to my brain. No, not literally, but the idea of it. Of something being predetermined, destined to happen, it seems so empty, doesn't it? Like you could do anything you want, try a million times and it always happens. Like Final Destination. I hate that movie. I hate all the sequels too, even more. Oh, trust me, honey, if Death wanted you, I'm afraid you'd be in his embrace right now, not mine. But who's the one stroking your hair? Who's the one holding you right now? Not fate, not Death. Just someone you don't know a thing about. Isn't that truly the best part of it, though? You know nothing about me, and I know everything about you. It's funny, isn't it? How you think you know everything until it's pulled like a rug from your feet. I don't mean that in the snarky, disrespectful way, just a little bit of a wake-up call. So why not enjoy it? You always did like attention, didn't you? Everyone does, to some extent. And look, your eternity, not one promised in holy books or condemned in fire. Instead, like walking on glass above the world that burns, watching, waiting. Perhaps you'll be like me. Perhaps not. What do you think? Am I your enemy? Your lover? Maybe I'm like a mirror, the you that could have been. Or maybe we're one and the same. You and I, we have so much to discuss, yet nothing to say. A poetic justice of strangers, yet you're not a stranger to me at all. Well, for one, I happen to know what you're feeling right now. Betrayed. Wonder. Apprehension. Fear. Everything mixes so human of an emotion. The longer you spend away from those things, the more you crave them. I crave you because you have what I want. My own selfish desires. Reeking of desperation. You're cute when you react that way. So, now that I've pinned you to this place, now that I hold you like you're my lover, will you protest or accept? The world's end could be your new beginning. I can't make that choice, but you can. You can do better. That's for me to know. And you to find out. What will you make of this? Why are you here? Did you secretly want it all to burn, to watch it like this? Did you do something to deserve such an eternity? I wonder, is this purgatory for you? Heaven, hell, some other form of afterlife? I wonder, why can't I tell you? Why is there a rule book thicker than my head? Truly, it's annoying. Look at that thing. Such a pain. Who do you think wrote it? That's not a bad guess. I appreciate it. If anything, I think your attitude is fine. Maybe even something worth praising. But. Even if you feel that way, you haven't asked the question you need to. No, not quite that. Try again. Ah, there it is. Yes. Who am I? While I can't answer directly, I can ask another question. I can say who I'm not. Like a game of 20 questions. But wouldn't that just bore you to death? Or do you like mysterious men, shirtless and at your mercy? You're quite the deviant, then. Not that I'm going to judge you. I have my own bag of sin to deal with, right? If God was the one judging me, then I'm afraid I'm no angel, honey. No. Far too human for that. At least I used to be. Now? Right now, of course, you'd be asking that. I wonder what I am. Just like you do. Do I look human enough? Maybe just close enough to be human, but just far enough away that there's something wrong, something uncanny, right? Yeah, I face that. That reality is the one I keep coming back to. That the world's end is just that. It is something like a mirror, but a funhouse one. You can't always see yourself the way that everyone else does. How do you look to me? Now we're getting to the source of it. Well, I'll tell you, you look gorgeous. I said you were easy on the eyes, and I meant it. Quite the confident one, huh? Or is that just an attempt at confidence? When you're nervous, do you blurt out words like this? Perhaps just trying to make sense of it is breaking your brain, you poor thing. And yet, I don't think I'll show you any mercy. Yes, we're trapped here, you and I. You're always going to end up here. Just breaking a rule. The pain is like searing hot needles in the eye. I don't make a habit of it, but I wasn't supposed to tell you that. That, in and of itself, is a clue. I think of it like an escape room, only you have eternity to solve it and I need your help. Fascinating, isn't it? A realm of glass. Everything is glass. What you eat, what you sleep is glass, so you can always see it floating below. A little capsule in space, if you will. But it's not space, is it? It's worse than space. It's its own place, its own rules that never make any sense, but make too much sense to let you go insane. Welcome. Enjoy your stay. You smell nice. A bit like burning. I wonder why. That smell. Even my own past. I can't remember everything, but I know you. Yet you don't know me, so the feeling's not mutual. Yes. Exactly. This is our situation here. You can see it on the wall, the clearly stated guidelines, the keypad, made of glass, everything made of glass. And somehow we have to figure it out, eventually. But we have everything to survive here. Time, like I said, doesn't work here in the same way you would think. It just passes us by. As if we're a living snapshot into something that was never meant to exist. How long? Don't ask me that. You don't want the answer for how long. That's one thing I won't break the rules for you for. And trust me, you don't want to know. I was afraid you would say that. You'll learn. You'll learn to appreciate my discretion. Even if you don't understand it now. I promise I have your best interest in mind, and you'll have to take me at my word. Why not? As you can see, there's plenty of room for us. Not too much privacy, though. What if I told you I love you and I hate you? What if I told you I wish we could be enemies or lovers at the same time? What if when I hold you, there's that tinge of frustration? Speaking in riddles is one of my strong suits. I would say my other is you, of all things. To call me an obsessed fan wouldn't do me justice, because that doesn't even begin to explain it. You have no idea what I've been through, so put all your predetermined idiocy of what you think I am out of that pretty little skull of yours. Not because I'm threatening you, but for your own sake. I don't want you to lose yourself like I did. You lose yourself, then you find yourself. It never ends. You can't lose your mind. Not here. That's not how it works. The rules don't allow it. No matter what pain, no matter what suffering, when that little clock right there strikes zero, you all go back to normal. Infinite attempts. I haven't given up, no. This little escape room of endless torment, if you could even call it that, it's so half-hearted. But right now, don't worry about the clock. It says 43 days, 32 minutes, and 12 seconds. I got used to reading it, and there's a cipher on the wall that you can discern at least that much. Trust me, I've tried my own way. If I didn't need your help, I wouldn't be asking for it and you wouldn't be here. I don't think you understand. So let me remind you. You're stuck here with me. And whether that means you're trapped in here with me or I'm trapped in here with you, I don't want it to be suffering. There's been enough of that in these halls. The glass maze, kingdom, prison, whatever you wish to call it. The endless glass, as pristine and see-through as can be, like you're walking on nothing. In the dead of space, yet never too cold, never too hot. Do you know what scares me the most? It's that you'll end up like me. Even if I escape here, which I still want to, would it mean anything if I didn't have someone to share this endless monotony with? Maybe that's why fate, or whatever you wish to blame for it, led you here instead of burning on that fireball down below. Then again, is that really a depiction of how it ended? In fire? I don't think it's quite so dramatic. It was more silent, if you ask me. Broke the rules again. Maybe the hint helped you somehow. each time we say it, it kills us a little. So don't break the rules. You might want to get familiar with them. Can you hand me a glass of water, please? Over there. See, the glass sink, and it's almost invisible, but the water isn't made of glass. Thank fuck. Thanks. Don't worry, it just disappears when it breaks. You'll get used to the sound of shattering glass. Before you know it, are you scared? I used to be. You know, you're definitely a sight for sore eyes, and knowing everything about you, I've watched you like you were the only television show. I've watched your life a million times. I don't know why, but that's what they showed here. I'm breaking the rules a lot today. You aren't supposed to know that, I guess. Don't mind the blood. I have a high pain tolerance. Maybe I care more for telling you than I do for the rules. Maybe I detest the rules, like I said. Or this is all just a clever manipulation tactic. Do you know how tiresome it is? Never being able to speak it clearly. One of the major reasons I want to leave here is suffering for nothing. It doesn't suit me. I may not be a genius. I may be the most perfectly average person you ever meet. But as it turns out, if you give an eternity to someone as average as could be, they'll surprise you a little here and there. That's what you'll see. Why do you look at me like that? You know, I always wondered what would happen if you met me. I ran through so many scenarios in my head, and not a single one of them did you react like this. Your hand on my forehead, as if checking for a fever. Your eyes, like you just saw an animal get hurt. You're so stupid with it. It's almost endearing. Oh, why? Mind telling me that? What's your first impression of me? You thought I was some sort of a big shot, not a prisoner stuck in glass. Good answer. What about? Was it nice to not be alone? I wish I could explain and express it in any way. How happy I was. Not to be alone. When I tell you, it's been rough. That doesn't even, I can't even conceptualize what I've been through. For lack of wanting to feel that pain again. Because I think it might be three strikes you're out right now. The backlash I got for breaking the rules with you was far worse than before, when I tried to cheat the system. I guess they want us to be strangers. But I suppose I'll give them the middle finger like this, Still strong enough to do that, and there's no rule for that, motherfuckers. You're a lot different. Even though I know everything about you, I guess there's still things to learn, huh? My name, I forgot it a long time ago. I'm surprised I didn't get backlash for that. Maybe whoever's observing, whoever runs whatever sick game is, maybe they felt a little bad. Let me get away with one extra without any crippling, terrible pain or death or whatever you want to call it. There isn't really death in this place. You can read that in the rules at least. You're strange caring for a stranger. Though I guess I should have known you were like that. Just goes to show you, even I, after so long, finally meeting you, it made me wonder if all this time, the reason I got to watch everything over and over again was to make me prepared for this moment, but it did nothing. It didn't change. I'm just as jaded as I was before. When your touch on my cheek, it feels so nice. I've been so lonely. I can't tell you what it's like to spend all the time alone in a room of glass. The pain, the end of the game over and over again every 40 days. Technically 50, but who's counting, right? I did for a while. Lost count somewhere around the 40,000. Fancy, isn't it? It's all regal, like a bar in space. Every time the room changes, every time it resets, the numbers change, the sequences, what it asks for, never repeating. Like they have an infinite generation of things they want us to do. Menial tasks. Things that might be troublesome for a genius like Einstein. But maybe I don't care right now about that. Maybe I just want to feel you. Your hand on my cheek is how precious to me. It's nice to meet you, finally. I'm trying to maintain the cool guy facade, but it's hard when I miss touch for so long. I don't want anything crazy. I'm not some kind of weirdo. I expect you to care. But thank you for the feeling of not being alone. It's worth more than I could ever explain. I only hope you don't get as jaded as me. I hope it doesn't end up tormenting you that you're stuck here. When I said time doesn't work like it does there, I can't elaborate more than I have. But there's plenty of hints in what I said. So you're letting me have a lap pillow running your hands through my hair like that. You know, this hairstyle. Long and flowing like I'm a L'Oreal commercial, but I can't help it. Nothing changes. I've ripped it all out before. It just goes back every time I close my eyes. But when I close my eyes right now, I'm terrified you'll disappear. That you are just some grand illusion. I convinced myself because my mind finally slipped, despite the efforts of this police. Tell me, are you real? I'll trust those words and that touch. It feels a lot better even if I'm losing my mind. To have the one person in all of eternity that I've been made to watch for so long. Perhaps it's some sick experiment by who's ever running this to see what happens when I finally meet that person I've seen, the person I love and hate. No. You're right, that's a horrible word. I only hated you because I was jealous. The freedom, having a whole world instead of a glass box. I'm sorry for being so cruel as to even use that word because it wasn't your fault. I was trapped. Because things I can't even put into words or I'll die. Then again, I just reset. I'd remember it all just like it was. But I'm afraid of the pain even after now. Even after so many times. And I don't want your touch to call me. It feels so calming. So happy. The food here isn't even that bad. But just in case, for some reason, at the end of those 43, whatever I said, amount of days we have left. I can't even be bothered to open my eyes to count it. Go figure. I'm enjoying your lap pillow too much. Do you hate spoiling me? I'll do the same for you. I promise I'm not a terrible person. The only thing I'm terrible at is being exceptional, I guess. Mediocrity is my curse. All you need to know is that I'll take care of you, and someday we'll escape from here. This place, the rules are simple. As we solve the riddles, the tricks and puzzles, we unlock new areas, each one having its own relevance to the greater scheme of things. Every detail of everything I've said, every detail of this room plays into these puzzles. They're not what you'd normally get. But if it's all the same to you, could I just enjoy the moment of feeling your presence? just makes me feel less alone. For the first time in eternity, I can't even remember my names. Would you be willing to call me something? What do you think my name should be? I want you to pick. If we're going to spend this time together, no matter how it goes, I would rather live and die by a name you give me, as it's not fair. It's not fair if only I know everything about you, and you know nothing. I want a piece of me to come from you.